What's up, everybody? Johnny Midas here with a public service announcement. A special edition dropping just before the holiday. And before I jump into that, what am I smoking today? This is the Esteban Carrillo TAA 2024 special. It is available here at Davidus Cigars and other TAA retailers. As always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. And I'm going to light this guy up. Of course, Carrillo is pretty famous for putting out some awesome high-quality cigars. They have won more awards than I can shake a stick at. The Allegiance Confidant, the Pledge, Pledge Prequel, great sticks. So I'm interested how this 6x54 Toro Parejo from Carrillo is going to smoke. And of course, I'm just toasting it up here. As always, toasted, not roasted. That is a good cherry, and that is a cool enough light that I should be able to enjoy the first few puffs. All right, so what else have I got in my shopping bag today? Well, I've got the Florfina 858. This is one of my all-time favorite Fuente products, and check that guy out. I don't know if you can see that very well on the camera, but this is the Gisbert Intenso Corojo. It's a small stick. This is a Corona box pressed, and it retails for around $8 here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster, Maryland, but it is a fantastic value. This is a delicious stick, as you might expect from that Corojo wrapper. And then, of course, I picked up this E.P. Carrillo Tobacconist Association of America 2024 special, limited edition, and so far it is delivering, as would be expected. Rich, slightly strong E.P. Carrillo notes. Hey, that's pretty good. Oh, my coffee's done. Let me grab my coffee. My Johnny Midas Burn Line mug featuring 2C Premium Coffee. I am smoking the Mexican blend, and I know that I am incredibly sexy with these Johnny Midas Special Edition Persol sunglasses, but I can't fucking see. I'm indoors, so I'm going to take them off. So what is the PSA? Oh, you know
what? Hey, how about that? All right, so we are live on Insta as well, and this is just a little special edition episode right before the holidays for you guys, and the 2024 holiday episode actually should have just uploaded. But this is a public service announcement for all of our raving fans out there. About 2 months ago, we smoked the Lord Baltimore Distributors Nicaragua. And the Lord Baltimore Nicaragua is one of our favorite sticks on the show. It is basically a half-price Plasencia, and it is delicious. So Angel, El Fumo, and I are both putting that in our regular purchase rotation. Oh, for you live guys, what am I smoking? I am smoking the E.P. Carrillo Tobacconist Association of America TAA exclusive for 2024. This cigar is available at Davidus Cigars. Davidus is a member of the TAA, and to get these special editions, a tobacconist has to be a member. And of course, Carrillo is pretty famous for making awesome cigars. The Allegiance Confidant, the Pledge, Pledge Prequel, these are all award-winning cigars, and I am trying out the exclusive today. So, in that episode, we also talked about house brands and, you know, what is it and what opportunity does it provide you? And just a quick recap of that, a house blend or house brand, you'll hear both, is typically a collaboration between a cigar lounge and a cigar manufacturer, where the manufacturer will say, okay, here's your choices, and we can give them to you unbanded, which is going to save you a lot of money, or they might put a band on it for you. That just costs a little bit more, and that's a sort of a marketing pricing, market position decision. Lord Baltimore is not a house brand of Davidoff cigars. That's the public service announcement. So Lord Baltimore Distributors is the parent company of Davidoff cigars, and Davidoff is the big player in the state of Maryland, 13 lounges. They're definitely the big boy. And Davidoff is the lounge brand, but Lord Baltimore Distributors is the parent company. And Lord Baltimore Distributors owns certain cigar blends. And of course, they make their cigars available to all of the Davidoff locations. But, and here's the big but and the big difference, Lord Baltimore Distributors sells their cigars to any retailer that wants to carry them. And this is important, and it's a public service announcement, because you may have heard us talk about the Lord Baltimore Nicaragua and thought to yourself, good Lord, you know, $10 Plasencia with 10-year-old tobacco, this is, you know, a deal I can't pass up. How do I get my hands on one? I live in Texas. Well, you can talk to your local tobacconist and tell them, hey, reach out to Lord Baltimore Distributors. See if you can carry some of their product. Buy a box. See if they sell, what have you. And that can be done. That's a real thing. So what I've got over here is a few of my favorites. So right here, this is the Breakfast Bliss. Let me move my live camera. And here's what I'm doing. Yeah. So this is super cool. All right, there we go. So this is the Breakfast Bliss, and this is an AJ Fernandez cigar. This particular Vitola is called the Mud Puddle. It's basically a Corona, retails for $6 and some change. That is a Lord Baltimore Distributors product. It is delicious, and it kind of does taste like a breakfast meal. I don't think we smoked it on the show this year. I can't remember, but it does have like a sausage gravy sort of flavor to it. Angel and I both love that cigar, and it is a great breakfast cigar. It's not too strong, so you can smoke it, you know, in the morning. Pairs great with coffee. Cheers. Super affordable, and there's, of course, bigger Vitolas as well. Gets up to about $8 and some change. So the Breakfast Bliss, which is an AJ Fernandez cigar, is one of the Lord Baltimore Distributors products that you can request at your local tobacconist. The second guy that I've got over here, this is the one we smoked on the show. This is the Lord Baltimore Nicaragua. And there it is. Absolutely gorgeous. And that, of course, is a Plasencia cigar, Plasencia tobacco, and Plasencia rolled. The tobacco is up to 10 years old in that cigar, and the retail is right around $11. So half price Plasencia is basically what you're smoking. And so the information that we had heard when we smoked that on the show was that, you know, Lord Baltimore is the house brand of Davidoff. Not true, hence this PSA. Lord Baltimore Distributors owns these blends and produces these cigars and sells them at Davidoff, which is the daughter brand of Lord Baltimore Distributors. So Lord Baltimore Distributors is the parent. Davidoff Cigars is the lounge brand that is owned by Lord Baltimore Distributors. And then this last one over here, this guy is the Lord Baltimore Maduro. Let's make sure we can see that live. Another delicious choice, and this is a true Maduro. We were just talking about this yesterday, that the Maduro name actually means, well, it means sweet, but it refers to the way that the tobacco is cured. In America, unfortunately, it has turned into a branding tool for cigars that are like dark colored. Also, you know, Maduro cured leaves are, they're sweet and they're actually not very strong. Americans tend to like strong cigars, and so several companies will produce a stronger cigar with, you know, high primings and sort of less age, and even use techniques to color the leaves, etc., and call it Maduro. This is an actual Maduro, so if you're looking for that, you know, sweet leathery flavor with notes of cocoa, etc., that is traditionally associated with the actual Maduro curing process, then this is the stick for you. And of course, multiple vitolas in that as well. So these are probably my three favorite Lord Baltimore products. And again, it is not a house brand. They do sell these cigars to any lounge. So if you have a local tobacconist, you really want to try these sticks and they're not available, just ask your tobacconist, hey, reach out, you know, buy a box or something, give it a shot, and you can get your hands on them. So there you go. Public service announcement. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all of you guys out there.